Eli Redmond, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the job experiment, Eli.
Thanks. It's good to be here. The roast, my favorite place to get it is there's a place called Roast House. Roast House in Spokane.
Sounds legit.
It's great. They have a roast called F Bomb.
Nice.
It's got like
you got Will Hart.
It's got like it's really weird, but it has like hints of cherry in it.
Okay.
It's really good.
Huh.
But we used to use it in the coffee shop we used to work in. It was our like
espresso. Oh, you worked in a coffee shop?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either.
Oh, we got lots to talk about.
But yeah, we used it for our espresso roast, but it was it's great. I don't get it as often because it's expensive, but
most good coffees are.
Yeah.
So what's the mix? How are you mixing French press and pour over as an AeroPress?
So the grind, it's just like I take like a medium grind.
Right.
I put it in the chamber there, over the filter, and then I only typically brew the water to like 185. It depends on like how you're gonna brew it, because
so you watch your temperature on
your
water,
and like that's
you have to.
Yeah,
that's what my buddy was saying.
Yeah, you really
I mean,
like
you're supposed to do that with
you can brew it at 200. Like that's what French press is brewed at. That's what a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the lower the temperature, the less flavor extraction you're going to get. So you have to have a really good flavor coffee.
But also, it makes a difference, light versus dark, because the darker the roast, the hotter you want the water.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
So yeah,
which is
why,
like, I always get the light roast, too, because I make, like, a cold brew. And
so you want to talk about your experience going into Fuego?
Sure. Yeah, because I had heard about it, but I'd never been there. So I was like, Will was like, oh, you know, you could bring coffee if you want. You don't have to. And I was like, oh, I'll get some coffee. And I was like, well, I know that Will likes Fuego coffee because I listen to the podcast.
Of course.
So I was like, I was already downtown. So I was like, I'll go find where Fuego is. So I went in, and like I said, a lot of hipsters everywhere. And no, it was cool though. I mean, it was the bags were right there and you just, you know, kind of look around. They got all the dates on them. So the stuff we're drinking actually was roasted last week.
Oh, that's really
cool.
I didn't even know that they shared that.
Yeah. It's got the date right on the front of it.
And he brought the Colombian roast.
Yeah. In honor of my wife.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
His wife's Colombian.
She didn't get it.
That's the joke, in case you didn't get it.
Well, people don't know her, so like, they'd be like, what?
That's thanks for the clarity.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
The guy in front of me at Fuego, the shirt he was wearing, had a hole in the back of it. Like
you said, it's like a big hole.
It was a big hole. It wasn't like a. Oh, that's probably a shirt. It was like in the back of his closet, and like it just is like old, and he was like working, got it torn. No, like he bought it that way. You could tell. It was like a giant hole in his back. Like I wanted. Oh yeah.
Welcome to Fuego.
I know. I'm like, and this is Fuego. And the girl who did my order had like a million piercings and like blue lipstick.
That's
like,
hilarious.
This is okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That happened. So I've recommended like a couple places to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ian's constantly surprised
like,
when
Will
he gets
goes
to
here?
Places. Like my barbershop. He was like, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's way too fancy.
This is where he texted me while he was there. He's like, you go here? I'm like, yeah, dude.
What bean, like when you're going to Wegmans and you're like in your shop, you're shopping on Sunday night or whatever, what do you pick up to like for your week?
Yeah, I mean, so it's usually 8 o'clock coffee. I mean, it's not, you know, but.
Well, which kind?
So I had been doing the original for the longest time,
but
I recently switched to the hazelnut.
Okay, we're done here,
and it's am I out now? Is that it?
That's hilarious. Jack hazelnut.
So, but I only bought one bag of it, and I was like, all right, this is interesting. So
I can't stand it.
Uncle Matt loves it.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He also likes McDonald's coffee. So
not anymore. He's reformed.
We've upgraded. Okay.
Well, you said they've gone down in quality.
Uh-huh. He doesn't buy.
McDonald's going down in
crap.
No surprise.
Like,
oh yeah, that's funny.
I didn't know that was possible. Going down in quality.
I will say, I've only done the hazelnut once though.
Oh, okay. So it's not like.
But you said you liked it.
I did like it.
Come on, dude.
We have Will's brother, Caleb Benson, in the house right now. Woo! This is another one. If you just finished the Eli one, you know that this was another one that was a long time coming. Caleb was always asking to be on the podcast.
Yeah,
saying, no.
How many episodes have you made?
This is number 31.
So yeah. Like Caleb owns an exclusive shirt as well from
That's
the Job
true.
Experiment merch.
Right there.
You won't be able to see it from here, but
you can't see the logo right there.
it was a test run, and he's the only one who owns it, and...
Yeah, you guys don't even own it.
No.
Jack was like, I'm not buying that.
I was like, why is this in our shop? Will, what are you doing?
I don't know how to design anything, so I just had the ideas, and then Jack fixes them.
Well, the other reason I wanted to be on was because every other episode, there's a story about, oh, my brother. I never get named in any of these podcast episodes.
Oh, that's true.
So
really? Yeah, we never call him by name. You're always like my brother.
I just got to put a voice to this brother.
He's the better looking, smarter one.
Yeah.
So here we go. Sip number one. That's different.
It's way different.
It doesn't taste like coffee.
It has a dark roast.
What the?
Oh, that's... I like the aftertaste.
It's not bad.
I think the aftertaste is good.
It does not taste like coffee.
It's kind of oily.
And I'm not drinking this with cream or sugar right now. It's just straight.
Does it taste oily to you?
Like soaky?
Yeah, I just like, as if I put...
Is there essential oils in here?
No. That's what, I mean, I don't think so.
It does not taste like coffee. And you're right, the bitterness is just completely gone.
Yeah, it's very smooth. And...
What? This is not coffee.
No, it is. Other people have said that there's like a chocolatey aftertaste.
I don't taste that.
I feel like. I can taste that along with that.
I taste,
what the
olive
heck?
Oil and dried leaves.
Dried leaves.
There might be a reason for that. Do you guys want to know what those
are? Yeah, that's right.
Right away? Okay, so have you guys ever heard of Kopi Luwak?
No, but that sounds Hawaiian.
It's not. It's Indonesian. So,
Kopi Luwak?
Kopi Luwak.
No, I've never heard of it.
K-O-P-I space L-U-W-K, I think. So, there's two things that make this super unique. One, it's the most expensive coffee in the world. Cups of this stuff around the world in, like, capitals, specifically, like, in Indonesia, you could get a cup for $100. Like, you could pay up to that much for a cup.
It doesn't taste like coffee at all.
So, what's the other thing that makes it really unique?
Yeah, what is in this thing? Because it does not taste like coffee.
Have you guys ever heard of the civet cat? Yes. It's not pee, it's cat poop.
I knew it!
We are drinking cat poop right
you're
now.
Drinking poop right now. Like, I'm not even, like, straight up, you're drinking poop.
So it's not even, it's not even coffee beans?
It is.
The job experiment tries poop. What on earth?
Right, I guess so, with that in line, it's not that bad.
Okay, let's get serious.
It all started. At Camp Live O'Leary.
Sounds like my coffee story with your dad.
Yeah. It might be just like it. Let's hear it.
I distinctly remember my first cup of coffee.
Really? So you're at Camp Lilolai.
I was at Camp Lilolai.
What week was it?
Family camp.
Okay.
Either week or weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Such a horrible place.
You know,
your first
it must have been weekend. I know, it is terrible. And I wasn't even drinking it because it was coffee. But I'll get to that. So we were playing like Capture the Flag or... You know.
Or Ultimate Frisbee or something?
No, it was like Capture the Flag.
At night.
It was really cold.
Nice.
So it must have been weekend, right?
Probably. I mean, it might have been like the Northgate Retreat or Family Camp weekend. Like,
it could have been the Northgate Retreat too. And I was really cold. And I went into the lodge where the coffee was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need to drink something warm because I'm really cold.
Yeah.
And pretty much the only thing that was warm was like... like leftover coffee that was still being warmed, like at the end of the day,
from the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And they don't buy good coffee.
No.
They don't buy good coffee, and
it was probably like Folgers.
And the water back then wasn't filtered for coffee, so it was like horrid.
Double whammy.
It wasn't filtered, but it was like chlorinated.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
Oh, so you can just drink chlorine.
No, but it's worse.
But that's what it tasted like. But anyway, I poured myself a cup of coffee.
You just went for it.
And someone was like, Isaac, why are you drinking coffee? And I was like, because it's warm. And they were like, but it's coffee. And I was like, but it's warm. But I, yeah, so that was my first cup of coffee.
Nice.
But
so
I also remember.
I like how he remembers all the details.
I know. This is another really important part. I remember thinking, should I put cream and sugar in it?
Yes.
This was the moment.
This is interesting.
The first cup was when I decided, and I said to myself, I can't put cream and sugar in it, because if I do that, then I'll always have to have cream and sugar. Like, if I get used to that.
That's not
so
true.
So I just have to get used to it black, and it was really terrible. I mean, it was bad. I realize now that it was bad coffee.
It was awful. Well, it's also terrible when you first started.
All right, we're back, and we got some rapid-fire questions with Sam.
With Sam! What's your middle name?
I played the fifth.
What's your favorite music genre?
Oh, I don't know. Like, rap? I don't know.
Okay.
It switches around sometimes.
Who's your favorite artist within rap?
Bobby Shmurda.
I don't know. Probably Kanye.
What were you going to school for when you were going to school?
Chemistry.
If you had to go on a vacation, would you want to be camping in the mountains or on a beach down south?
Ah, dude.
Ooh, that's rough. That's an easy one for me, but I know you're really
cold. Will hates the
okay,
beach.
I would say
literally.
I like both a lot.
But if so if you had your way and it didn't matter about that, you had to
camping.
Where would you rather be? Camping? Okay.
Backpacking. Okay. Yeah.
Favorite TV show?
Ever. I don't know.
Ever. Like, it doesn't have to be like right now. Could be like 10 years ago, really. I don't know.
Maybe like Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
What do you, I asked Will this, but what do you think is the greatest video game ever made?
Dude.
It's a tough question.
Know. Really hard.
Yeah, Will.
I love Zelda. Zelda's really fun.
Which one?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Like old like Nintendo DS or what? Like what are we talking about?
Game Boy Color.
It would definitely be biased based on nostalgia, but I really like Twilight Princess. A lot of people didn't like that. But you get to turn into a wolf in that one. It's
pretty
cool.
Oh, that's sick. I didn't even know that.
Legend,
man.
When did you find out you were gluten free, Oliver?
I was in 8th grade, so like 14.
Was that long ago?
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like it was that long, but
Yeah. What would you say is the best coffee you've ever had before? It could be iced, hot, from any place ever. Do you make me crazy? Anything.
Definitely McDonald's. No. probably one of the times that, like, you made coffee for us, and then we were just, like, hanging out, and it just, I don't know, just felt tasty.
We're doing an episode on 8 o'clock, so we're trying to get, like, different opinions.
I'm so offended. I mean, you're doing it on 8 o'clock, and it's an afterthought. But you bring me in. That's hurtful. So, not that you ever would have had me on your show, but now it's all
well,
that's
we need
wrong.
To have you on
that
show.
No,
you gotta fix all the things we've said wrong.
Yeah, and let's see, how far do we have to go back? Well, that's right, episode 1.
Yeah, that's right. What was wrong in episode 1?
I don't know, but I was the topic of conversation. It wasn't very positive, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's because we were talking about how he doesn't care about the flavor because he's buying McDonald's. I think.
And the frugality thing came up. I mean, but, you know, my therapist told me through all of that. So I'm fine.
It's got to be somewhat of a frugality thing. Because you eat at 8 o'clock and McDonald's. Those are your two favorite coffees.
It's the weirdest thing because there's a lot of reasons that I would go with frugality, but not with coffee. Like, it just, those are.
It just happens to be that you like those ones.
Yeah. Is it possible, though, that it's because you drink coffee for so long that by now you just don't care?
That's the weirdest thing, is that 8 o'clock is, like, the only coffee that when I want to feel comfort food or whatever, I just want to relax and take it easy, that's the first thing that comes to mind, and it just... Without it, if we go on vacation, we go somewhere where I can't get it, it's...
You fallen out of a tree stand before?
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I heard about that.
It was mostly because of my knee last year. But
oh, maybe you did tell me then.
It was when I was climbing up.
That whole morning was a cluster.
It was really bad.
We didn't go... We went to a spot. The wind wasn't right. I was like, well, you know, we can blast over to this other spot before light. We'll get there. Four-wheel drive was broken in the truck. Whatever. Didn't think it would be a big deal because it's usually not back there. And I sent Will over to the tree. He knew right where it was. He went to the tree. I went to my spot, and he called me like 15 minutes later saying that he fell out of the tree stand. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I get down super fast. I think this guy, like, fell out of the tree.
I didn't know you got down.
Dude, he climbed up like 3 rungs of the ladder and fell out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, sounds I went right. up to the top, and he's a lot taller than me. Not a lot taller, but like, you're like 6 inches taller than me, right? I was already almost 6 foot.
Almost 6 foot, yeah.
Yeah, so he's almost, so you're like 5 inches taller than me. And you set yours, the stand, the ladder was like here, and the stand was here.
Yeah.
You had to step up into it. Anyways,
which is not recommended. You should always step down into your stand, not yeah. step up into the stand. Well, like, you should have rungs of the ladder going past the stand.
Which is
right. That makes sense.
So you can just step over into it.
Yeah, which is super nice.
I didn't do this. I was like, well, I have a limb here. We can grab this limb and kind of pull myself up.
And I had never been in this stand before. And I think a few, and I was also a little freaked out because a few weeks before this, we went to the same spot and you almost fell out of that stand. We had to swap the stand out.
Yeah, because the cable broke on it. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That whole tree area.
Luckily, I had my harness on.
Was just like, it was bad. It was bad.
So you literally got 3 steps up and then just fell?
No, I went to the top and I was like, I can't get into this tree stand. So I started going down and then my knee gave out and I'm like, I'm close enough to the bottom. I couldn't get my knee pop back in, so I jumped.
Just tuck and roll.
Landed on my back.
Yeah, what do you mean your knee just gave out?
Well, you know how my knee was like all shot? It's still kind of is, but I couldn't get it back in the socket. And so I couldn't put any weight on it to get to the next run.
And that was
so
from
I just jumped.
When you rolled the four wheeler, that was okay. Yeah.
And luckily I had my Fnac pack on and it had some stuff in it, like my like
Stu fell on his backpack.
What's Whoa. A Fnac pack?
Fnatic pack.
Oh, okay.
It's a Sitka pack.
Of course it is. Forgive me for not knowing.
Uncultured.
Yeah, right.
Jeepers.
It's a giant freaking beautiful pillow. Essentially,
it is just a big bag.
So you fell three rungs down. You're completely fine, right?
I mean, I definitely took my breath away for probably like 5 minutes. I laid there. I was like, oh my god.
So you just called him up. I can't move.
I don't know if I called you or texted you.
You might have texted me and said I fell out.
No, yeah, you texted me and you were like, are you set up? And I'm like, not really.
He's the most non-specific texter I think I know. I fell out of my tree stand. Oh my gosh. He fell out, like... Do I need to call 911? Like, dude.
Because we have had buddies who have fallen, like, pretty far.
Oh, I'm sure it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Yeah, strap gives out or something.
Right, yeah, my buddy broke his back. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Fully recovered, by the way.
Okay.
Just figure I should make, sure I say that. Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah.
I mean, it does happen all the time.
Yeah, all the time. People, I feel like we get smarter not wearing harnesses.
We get smarter every year. Like, last year, I got a harness.
Yep.
This year, we put lifelines on our tree stands. Imagine that. Freaking genius.
Yeah. It's almost like they had those things for a reason, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say. I mean, I've hunted for, 12, 13 years, something like that. I only started wearing a harness like 3 years ago. Really,
like,
really stupid.
I feel like you didn't really start wearing one hardcore until last year.
Yeah.
And Nikki,
really stupid.
I told Nikki, really. I was like, yeah, I'm buying a harness. And I was like, yeah, you spent $100 on a harness or whatever. And she's like, well, that's good. Like that's good.
That that's definitely nice worth harness. It.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You just don't know.
Oh, yeah, and I could have gotten one for like $40, but this one was Sitka. So.
Shocker, right?
Oh, my goodness.